And today is a crossover up at the General Assembly. And joining us here to talk about that is the Minority Leader in the House of Delegates, Todd Gilbert. Leader Gilbert, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Glad to be with you, Brian.
So let's talk about this. The Democrats have not had not been in leadership in the House for an awful long time. They had a little, little bit of difficulty getting started. Have they got their legs under them yet? Are things running more smoothly?
I wouldn't say that. They are working faster, but not necessarily better. We're seeing a lot of very big pieces of legislation being pushed through with little or no debate, with them refusing to answer questions about them on the floor, dropping, you know, big, thick bill substitutes on our desk just minutes before we're supposed to vote on them. They're moving faster, but not better.
Well, let's talk about the budget. That's you've got a couple of extra days of grace on that. It doesn't have to be finished today. It looks like it's going a little more smoothly in the Senate than in the House. Do you expect the House is going to have the budget taken care of pretty well on time, or is this going to be something that's just written up by staffers at the last minute?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all interested in that prospect, given the fact that, you know, we are designed to be a part-time legislature and designed to go back and take up our lives and not be professional politicians down here. We're supposed to get out on March the 7th, but it remains to be seen whether we're going to get out on time. And if we do get hung up, it will be the budget that keeps us here.
Well, let's talk about redistricting. The first part of amending the Constitution went through in the last General Assembly session, scheduled to have another vote this time, and then it would go to a referendum. Democrats, though, seem to have lost some of their their desire to go with redistricting now that they're back in the majority. You've heard a lot from the Legislative Black Caucus that they don't like it. Is the Black Caucus's dislike of redistricting possibly going to be used as an excuse by Democrats to say, look, we just can't do this, we've got to find something new?
I think that's where they pivoted right away, was, that this will hurt my district, my constituents, my demographic group. We're seeing that some of them are trying to get away from their long-standing public pronouncements in favor of a nonpartisan redistricting process. But, you know, the good news is that yesterday we moved forward with some bills that would lay the groundwork for them keeping their promises on nonpartisan redistricting. You know, Republicans pushed this before we were out of power. We passed that constitutional amendment last year, and it has to be passed again to get on the ballot. So we're hoping they'll make good on that, but that remains to be seen.
Now, part of the governor's omnibus highway bill includes a 12-cent gas tax increase over 3 years. That got through the House. Senate's cut off the last part of that. And Virginia does need that money to go beyond road upkeep for road building. Do you agree with the governor on that?
Well, what I'm noticing is that the insatiability for higher taxes appears to have already started in earnest, not just for roads, localities. Yesterday we took up a bill that's probably going to pass today that'll allow localities to tax, you know, everything. Now that when I'm talking about localities, I mean counties will now be able to tax everything that towns could tax before: cigarettes, meals, you name it. We're going to see plastic bag taxes, 5 cents a bag. I mean, California type stuff in the tax department and beyond. They're just going to be reaching into your pockets every chance they get.
Let me ask you as on that, as far as, having more local control over things. Virginia, obviously a Dillon rule state, you know, localities can only do what the state gives them permission for, but it came with this gas tax. It looks like localities will be allowed to decide if they want to keep Confederate monuments, that sort of thing. That's a good trend in government, though, isn't it, to devolve government down to the most local level possible?
Well, you, that sounds right on its face, but I'll tell you a reason why it's absolutely not a good idea. They've also passed a bill that would give localities the ability to make their own gun laws. So effectively, if that bill goes through the Senate and gets signed by the governor, you're going to be able to drive from town to county to town with your concealed carry weapon that you use to protect yourself. And you may run afoul of the law as you enter and leave various jurisdictions that you know, patchwork of laws on something like that, and in other areas, certainly is not good public policy making.
Now, it looks like Virginia is going to decriminalize simple possession of small amounts of marijuana, and especially given the way this disproportionately hits black citizens, so they use marijuana slightly more than whites but are arrested something like three times the rate. That's a good change in the law, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think other states are still making all those mistakes, and we should let them make all those mistakes before we decide on fundamental shifts in marijuana policy. You know, marijuana has changed over my lifetime significantly, and this legislation doesn't take into account at all what we're going to inevitably see that we've seen in other states, which is a huge uptick in driving under the influence. Our laws are not set up well for dealing with marijuana influence while driving, and so I've been very reluctant to go down this road until we see that there's a state out there that's got this figured out, and I don't think anybody does yet.
Speaking with Minority Leader Todd Gilbert here on The Morning Show, and it looks like we're going to have an awful lot more opportunity for gambling in the state. Looks like we could have five casinos, although it looks like these quote-unquote skill games that look like slot machines or something like that are going to be banned. Do you think that Virginians ought to have that freedom to gamble on things other than, say, the lottery and horse racing?
Well, whether I think that or not, they're not going to have that freedom because the bill only allows for basically five specific localities to have the right to build a casino. So, again, we're talking about, in terms of how you make public policy, picking winners is certainly not the way to do it in the legislature. If you're going to open up, you know, gambling to people, you should just let the free market dictate that and not pick localities in the legislature. On top of that, though, we are going to have probably online sports betting in Virginia. You're going to be able to bet on games on your phone. You're going to be able to do online lottery on your phone. A lot of fundamental changes coming in that department for sure, Brian. But if I may, and I know you may have other things you want to talk about, but the one thing that is most noticeable from this session is that, you know, Democrats are basically taking a wrecking ball to our economy. They are going to make it harder to keep people employed. They're going to make it more expensive to do that with wages, with benefits, with lawsuits, with all these other things they're doing that they think are helping workers and helping citizens. And in reality, it's just going to make it harder to find economic opportunity, harder to start a business, harder to keep a job that's good with benefits. Our number one business ranking is going to be toast, at which we are the number one state to do business. That's no way that's going to survive this process. And then you add to that what they're doing on energy. They've got a bill up today, basically their version of the Green New Deal. And for people who purport to care about, you know, the poor and disenfranchised, they are going to make it awfully hard for poor people to pay their electric bills every month because that is going to skyrocket as well. It's a bit of a mess down here.
Well, let me ask you more on that. With the right to work, Democrats had wanted to get rid of that. Your fellow delegate, Mr. Carter, had a bill that would fully repeal that. But as of right now, it looks as though right to work will survive at least this session of the General Assembly.
Yeah, but I guarantee you they are doing so much right now and doing it so fast and furiously that will not be long behind it. And they're going to have to try to top this next year. And I don't know how they're going to do that without just, you know, turning us into California, basically.
Let me ask you, as far as the energy bill goes, it's a big dispute about what the actual costs of the bill will be. You've got Republicans saying this is going to drive up rates, Democrats saying that the State Corporation Commission is not really calculating this right, that they're not taking into account the savings that you'll get from this Virginia Green New Deal. Do you think that if we have these extra renewable energy sources, whether it's a hydropower, wind, what have you, that will drive down the cost of energy in the long run in the state?
Absolutely not. There's no way the economics of that work the way Democrats would love for them to work. And they don't understand economics very well. Economics is fundamentally, you know, a study of human behavior. And that's one thing that they fundamentally don't understand is human behavior. And when you take something that is the only way that it is economically viable is to subsidize it, and then pit that against, basically, you know, we have the ability in this country, in this Commonwealth, to be, and we are proving in this country that we can be the number one producer of energy in the world, at the same time that we are cleaning up carbon emissions better than anyone in the world. But that's not good enough for them. They have an agenda, and they want to run our economy on sunlight and wind, and it just won't work.
And then one last question here. As far as gun control goes, we've seen Democrats with various versions of an assault weapon ban in both houses. As of right now, you won't have to register weapons you already have or pay a fee for them. But do I take it that an assault weapon now is anything that has a magazine that can hold more than 12 rounds, according to the House?
Not exactly. The cosmetic definition of assault weapon, which is, you know, various features that it has. Yeah, under the current version of the bill, which I don't trust is the final version, you can keep it. But if you have any of the commonly owned pistols that have more than, you know, 12 rounds, which I don't know why they chose 12, because I don't know too many, you know, pistols that have 12 round capacity. If you've got a 15 plus round capacity that is, you know, normal in most firearms that people use for self-defense, you're going to go to jail under this bill still. And that's very troubling to me as a free citizen, that the legislature of Virginia is going to decide how many chances I have to defend my family should the day come where I need to.
All right. Minority Leader Todd Gilbert, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Brian.